Previously on Vultures.
Jim Vulture here, hating all this recapping. We were being chased through the corridors of Wisteria Lodge by a selection of Ireland's greatest detectives, suspected of the murder of one Basil Maguire. We've all had to separate from each other, and quite frankly, I am completely lost. That's pretty much it. So look, just listen to this. It's episode 10, The Painful Predicament of VPI. There we were, abandoned by the Detective Union of Ireland, on the run around Wisteria Lodge Hotel, suspected of killing our mentor. Myself and Dan McGrain had been in some painful predicaments in our detective careers, but this one was definitely worse than being undercover at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis in 2007. At this stage, I had few options but snooping around the dark corridors of Wisteria Lodge, searching for a killer. Good thing Tennyson had equipped us with Argos brand talkie-walkies.
Can anyone hear me on the talkie-walkie?
Tennyson here.
Tennyson hadn't realised I had said talkie-walkie instead of walkie-talkie. Good.
Tennyson, where are you?
Right now. I'm sitting on the toilet.
Ones or twos?
I'm not sure.
Good. Is there somewhere we can meet up? This murder needs solving quickly.
Whoever killed Basil knows we moved the body to his room. They went back, dragged his body back to the crime scene, and did it without anyone noticing.
But why would they want the body to be found in a conference room?
And just before we got rumbled, McGrain spotted something curious.
I'm curious. What was it?
Our curiosity got the better of us, and we fell through the door before he had a chance to tell me.
Oh, Tennyson, we weren't supposed to find that body. It could hardly be a decoy, could it?
A decoy? But for what?
Tom, I want you to prepare an official DEI statement on the death of Basil Maguire. I want to be referred to as doting widow.
Hold up! Duban is up ahead. You stay on that toilet, Tennyson. I will find you. Jim Vulture, out and over.
I will write that statement straight away, my little snuggle bunny.
Shit, Tomikins. Not here, snuggle bunny. We're in a hotel full of detectives. No one can detect our forbidden love.
Knew he was our snuggle bunny.
Shh, Tennyson, I don't want to have to turn you off. Out and over, out and over, out and over.
I'm still here.
I just took the bloody batteries out. I spotted a laundry trolley in the corridor. I would jump inside the laundry trolley, wait a few seconds, and then a maid would wheel me to safety. Ha ha! Foolproof.
Oh God. Oh, it smells so bad in here. Where's all the clean linen? Oh God.
I'm his ex-wife, Tom. If people know I'm having a tarred, sensual affair with my hunky personal assistant, I'll be painted as a Scarlet Lady.
Not to me. You'll always be my Lady in Red. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me.
But it wasn't just him and her. Oh no, dear listener. Here I was and my hunkers in a trolley full of turgid underpants, right next to them.
No, Tom, I'm his bitter ex-wife. I'm the most obvious murder suspect.
Basil treated you poorly, Deirdre. Didn't you tell me that you wished him dead with all your heart?
That was on Snapchat, Tom. You can't use that against me.
Shh! Worrying Deirdre. Here we are.
Not here, Tomikins. Not in a corridor.
Don't you mean a corridor of love?
I was forced to listen as they danced cheek to cheek in the corridor.
Deirdre.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, you're better than Jerry Adams.
Oh, God. They're publicly displaying affection. I can hear
you're
her licking his mustache. Oh, don't sit on the laundry trolley. Don't sit. Oh, no. Then they sat on top of the laundry trolley and I had to listen to them. Please, somebody interrupt them. Please, somebody interrupt them.
Miss Dupont.
A harsh bugger voice.
We found the murder weapon.
Stop, Tom, it's Murdoch.
Thank Jesus.
Curse his inspecting ways.
What were the two of ye doing on that laundry basket?
We were just checking to see if there's someone hiding in it.
And is there?
No.
Well, fair play for checking.
What's the murder weapon?
'Twas a candlestick, and it laid out in the room next door to Maguire's, covered in blood and wax. And a fine candlestick it is, too.
Show me this candlestick! Let's go, Tomikins! Tommy, I mean! Damn it!
Candlestick? I smell a fake murder weapon. But off the lovebirds went. It was now obvious to me that no maid would wheel me to safety. Disappointing, really. I got out, I put the batteries back in, and I tried those talkie-walkies again.
VPI, anyone there? Come in!
Jim, it's me, Janine!
Where are you? Tell me now. Are you on the toilet, too?
Ooh.
I think the murder's a decoy, Janine. Janine! Janine!
Janine is nearby! Can I find her before it's too late? I'm probably wasting loads of time even having this narration. Come back next time.
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures!
This program is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television license fee.